It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials announced on Monday that over 5,000 New Mexicans have now died due to COVID-19. From Saturday to Monday, the state reported over 2,300 additional COVID-19 cases and 15 additional deaths related to the virus. As of Monday, 339 individuals were hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. The city of Las Cruces has announced that several downtown streets and parking lots will be closed at various times through October 30th for film production of a major action movie. The city of Las Cruces says that motorists and residents should be aware of the closures and make appropriate alternate plans to accommodate production of the film. Today and tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning until 7:30 p.m., Las Cruces Avenue and Oregon Avenue will be closed, and traffic will be intermittently closed on North Church Street going northbound and southbound during filming. Filming will also be taking place at the Bank of the West building downtown. The city says that film production will include mock gunshots and a small car blast. No real bullets will be used, and the car blast will be a small controlled propane explosion. Mock police and ambulance vehicles will be used throughout the entire production schedule. On the Tuesday Health Watch, a good reason to take care of yourself. You could have diverticulosis without knowing it. Dr. Ariel Ade with UT Southwestern Medical Center told KERA's Sam Baker, poor lifestyle choices could produce different outcomes.
Diverticulosis refers to the presence of small outpouchings in the colon, so called diverticula, or little sacs. Little sacs develop in the wall of the GI tract, most commonly in the large intestine.
This is sort of the first step toward diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis refers to a complication of diverticulosis, one of these little outpouchings or sacs becoming inflamed and infected, and can have a number of complications after that. The vast majority of patients with diverticulosis will not develop diverticulitis. Diverticulitis develops in less than 5% of patients with diverticulosis.
But as it pertains to diverticulosis, the way you described it sounds as if it would be uncomfortable, but it's not. How is it that so many people can have it and not know it?
So this is just a structural finding. It could be seen on a routine screening colonoscopy or even a CAT scan that they could have performed for something else. It's a condition that increases as we age. So more than 50% of patients greater than age 60 in the U.S. will have diverticulosis, and then more than 70% of patients greater than age 80 will have some degree of diverticulosis. It's much less common, 1 or 2% in patients less than age 30 would have diverticulosis.
But still, that's quite a few people to have it. Why and how does that happen?
So the exact mechanism for the development of diverticulosis is unknown, but there are a number of different proposed mechanisms for the development, including muscular atrophy in the colonic wall, collagen abnormalities, connective tissue disorders, and then chronic constipation or spasm and intestinal dysmotility. So all of those are proposed mechanisms for increasing the development of diverticulosis.
How long could a person have or live with diverticulosis before detecting some type of sign that something is amiss?
The vast majority of patients would live their whole lives without having any sort of complication.
So is there a reason then to be concerned about having diverticulosis at all?
The reasons to be concerned would be, that there is a risk for complications, and there are ways that we reduce those complications. So increasing your dietary fiber has been shown to decrease the risk of complications. Reducing obesity, sedentary lifestyle is a risk factor for diverticulitis and diverticular bleeding. Smoking is also a risk factor for chronic NSAID use, so ibuprofen, Aleve, naproxen, they increase your risk of complications. And then chronic opioid use is another risk factor for complications.
In the event of that a complication from diverticulosis does occur, is this something that can be treated?
Absolutely. Most of the times we treat that condition with antibiotics, but the more serious presentations usually require hospitalization, antibiotics, and imaging to ensure that there's no perforation or abscess. If an abscess forms, which would be an infected fluid collection outside the wall of the colon, then that might require drainage. If a perforation occurs, then that might require surgical intervention. Once the dust settles after an episode of diverticulitis, patients may have complications. So those would also require a surgical intervention.
So again, this is something that could be avoided, though, if that's what I'm hearing correctly.
Yes, do know that there are things that we can do that are fairly easy interventions to reduce the risk of those complications.
Dr. Adey, thank you so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.